Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
What you can do in Christ, and everything I'm going to say, I'm going to confirm from Scripture. I went into the Word, and I've done a lookup on my computer about in whom, in Christ, all these things about what He has done for us when you're in Him. And I'm going to continue today on these things. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I read the Word of God and discuss it, I ask you to open our hearts and minds to the magnificent truths that are in this Word. I rebuke the devil and command him to get out of this place and not blind nobody's mind here today, and when they leave this place, not to steal a word out of their mind or heart. And Father, I ask you to quicken our hearts and our minds so we can hide the Word of God in our hearts so we will not sin against you. And I praise you and thank you for doing these things for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the King. Come in. Praise the Lord. Okay, to start off with today, I'm going to go back to a scripture where we stopped last week, and that was in Romans 8. Well, Romans 8:39, I stopped at verse 13. I'm going to skip down to Romans 8:39, and I want to show you what, if you're in Christ, it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's not anything that can separate you from the love of God. Now, that will be, you have to remember that. If you don't remember that, you will think there's times God's left you. You will think that when the devil comes upon you and begins to torment you, to torment your family, your wife, your husband, your children, or even some of your relatives, or he puts sickness and disease upon you, or he causes things around you to be destroyed, things in your house, your car, your property, all the things the devil can come against you with. I mean, the weather can come against you and everything. You will think, God, you don't love me. Where are you? Well, let me tell you, he's right there. And he's given you all power to defeat the devil with. He's there with you. You got to get that in your spirit that he's with you. And the best example I can think of is the little boy that goes to school. And he gets $1 lunch money every day. And three or four bullies, he's a little kid about 8 years old, and 8, 10, 12-year-old bullies beat up on him every day and steal his lunch money. Well, he can't defend himself. He can try, but he can't overcome these bullies. So he goes to school, and he walks, and that's all he's got to get there. And these kids are waiting on him every day, and they beat up on him and steal his money. He can try to defend himself, but he can't. So one day he says, Dad, I got a problem. When I go to school, there's three boys. They're about my age. One or two of them's a little older than me, and they beat up on me every day and steal my lunch money. He said, I need some protection. I need you to walk to school with me. Now then, the little boy takes his dollar, and now then he's holding it out in his hand and he's flopping it around. Because guess who's standing beside him walking to school? This big 6 foot brute cruiser, you know, that is a loving, kind critter. And these three little boys over, and they come up and they said, oh, Johnny, you know, Jack, yo, I got my lunch money, isn't it pretty? And them boys ain't touching him. Now, why would they not touch him? Because they see who's with him, don't they? Not only do we have Daddy to go with us, but if we believe the Word of God, we've got angels that'll go with us. And when the devil starts beating up on you in these people, you can, before you start somewhere, you can say, Father, You said in Matthew 26:52-53, Jesus said, "Do you not know that I can ask my Heavenly Father for 12 legions of angels and He'll send them immediately?" And in John 14:12, Jesus said, "I can do all things that He did, only greater things than He did in His name." So, Father, in the name of Jesus, send me a warring angel. I probably don't need but one, since the prophet asked for an angel to protect him when there was 185,000 Syrian soldiers out there. And the next morning when they woke up, how many of those 185,000 soldiers were dead? All of them. How many angels did God send? One. If one angel took care of 185,000 Syrian soldiers, me and you probably only need maybe two or three, right?
Yeah.
Two or three ought to take care of us. When you know that Hebrews 1:14 says, all angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those of us that will inherit salvation, who are these big beings of grandeur for? For us. For the children of God. Now then, He's a faith God. So if you walk holy before Him, He will send those angels and give them charge over you. And you tell them, "Guys, you walk along with me and protect me. Keep me safe." And then you can be like that lady that I read in the newspaper. This woman was going home one afternoon and it was getting just about dark and she didn't want to walk the long way around. She thought, "I want to go through the alley. It's so much quicker to get to my house." But she thought, "Lord, protect me. Keep me safe as I walk through there." See, she asked. I mean, we ask a lot of times not really realizing He's there. But when you ask, you ought to ask in faith, knowing He's there. And that He loves you. So this woman starts walking through this alley. She's going through this alley and she gets deep down into this alley and all of a sudden standing into one of the little cutouts where the garbage cans are, there's a guy standing there. And she sees him and she says, but he don't move. So she keeps right on going. She walks right on by. He don't move. The next day, when she gets a newspaper that afternoon, she reads in it and there was a woman brutally raped and murdered in that alley 20 minutes after she came through. She called the police station. She said, "I saw a man back there. Right where you're talking about. And it happened 20 minutes before I saw him. That man was standing there." She went down to the police station and they had some mug shots of some different guys in that area. And she picked him out, said, "That's him." They went and picked him up, brought him in. And when they brought him in, she said, "That's him. That's the guy I saw standing in the alley." And said, "That's got to be the guy that killed and raped that girl." So he admitted he was the one that done it. And she looked at him and she said, "I walked through there and saw you 20 minutes before you did this other woman. Why did you not attack me?" He said, "Woman, are you crazy?" She said, "What?" She said, "There was two big 6-foot men walking right behind you." Now, who do you think those beings were?
Angels.
Angels, of course. She's by herself. But what did she do when she went into that place? Asked the Lord to protect her. So what did He do?
Protected.
He protected her. So see, we need to ask, what can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. But He's a faith God. And He expects you to know His Word and to call on it. The angels of God hearken to what? The voice of the Word of God spoken in the earth today. When the angels hearken to the voice of the Word of God, how does the Word of God get voiced in the earth today? Out of your mouth. When you speak it, the angels hearken to it. So learn it. That is your weapon against the devil. I mean, he'll do everything he can to attack you. I mean, he's not only attacked, he's attacking all of us. I mean, every one of us. I don't care who you are. I mean, it seems like lately it makes no difference what piece of equipment we use that belongs to me. Whether it's a car, my pickup, my truck, or my tractor. Something breaks almost every day. It's amazing. What has happened recently? The devil is out there. So, more prayer. More rebuking the devil. More commanding him to get his hands off. You know, who would ever dream you could have one transmission in one pickup, one 94 Ford pickup, overhauled seven times in 1 year? I have never had that kind of problem with a professional transmission shop. In fact, after the third time, they took it out and completely replaced it with a completely different transmission. And then they overhauled it four more times after that. And then after, within the year, at the end of the year, the warranty had gone out from the time they overhauled the first time. They only give me a year's warranty. Well, about a month after that, we were driving it over in Grapevine one day, and it hadn't been in there 3 months. Complete overhaul. The front seal blowed plumb out and poured all oil out on the highway out in Grapevine. I ain't never had a seal come out of a transmission in my life. That blowed completely out. You think the devil ain't out there? He's out there. He's out there. So you got to realize he's out there. So you need to pray. Learn to pray. And if you're not having these kind of trials and tests, let me tell you, you're probably not doing nothing for Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, the more you do for Jesus, the greater is going to become the attack of the devil. He's going to attack you. That's just like here a while back at a healing school, only a couple of healing schools back. And by the way, I just happen to think, I need to tell you that some of you may not know, that every Tuesday night, right here, 7 to 9, we have a Bible study. We're in the book of Romans. We're going to be finishing, I hope, chapter 15 and 16 this week. But every Tuesday night, right here from 7 to 9, we have a two-hour or an hour and a half to two-hour Bible study. And then next Saturday is a healing school. The second Saturday of every month, we have a healing school right here. Well, it starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, goes to 5. And then we stay and pray for people as long as it takes. And so, who knows how long we're here, but it doesn't make any difference. Just like today. We'll have a normal service teaching the Word of God, and it'll be over about 4, somewhere around that, and then we will pray for people. And we will pray for people until we get them all prayed for. I'm not a normal 30-minute preacher. I don't come. You don't come in here, we don't teach you the Word of God 15 or 20 minutes and then say, okay, we'll stand up here and pray like this when we go home. No, I'll stay and meet your needs. And if you don't believe that, when I was over at Gateway the other day, I spoke until 12:20, from 10 till 12:20, and then I had a prayer line that lasted till midnight. I prayed till midnight and couldn't get them all prayed for, so they wanted to close the church.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today, but if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.